Vase of Concord. Fifth episode. Everybody here? Can we start? Are your earphones working? Very well. Here, look at these majestic walls that have always protected the town of Volterra, the ancient Velatri. In a moment, we will pass through the famous Gate of the Arch, built during the Etruscan era. Can you see those three stone heads decorating the arch? They are very corroded by time, and it is not clear who they represent. Maybe Tinia, the Etruscan Jupiter, together with Castor and Pollux, the guardians of the city, or Tinia, together with Uni, that is Juno, and Minerva, the Roman Minerva. Who knows how many people have been seen passing by their stone eyes over the centuries? For sure, they welcomed the protagonists of our legend on the day they arrived in Velatri. I can imagine the princess right here as she looked up and prayed the gods. And now we go in. Come, this way.
Help me, guardians.
Are you talking to those three big faces? I'd rather ask around. I'm sure someone can give us useful information to find a home of elusive ancestors.
You're right, but we must be careful and go undetected. March is following us. He could already be here. We will pretend to be a couple of goldsmiths coming to the city to sell their goods.
Great idea, Princess. I like this couple thing. You and I, husband and wife.
I said pretend. Remember that I'm engaged. However, we need something to sell. A precious object booked you.
We can try with my bracelet. It's nothing special, but it looks quite Etruscan.
Why, Tinia! It is decorated with small metal spheres. A typical Rasna technique. Where did you find it?
In a souvenir shop in Talamone. Wait, I mean in the workshop of a craftsman.
I'm going to gather some information about Cestus. Wait for me here.
You know, Kimi, I like this girl. She's so tough, determined, and she's also very beautiful. I'm getting mawkish, I know. Moreover, distance relationships never work.
Here we are. This is the house.
Our merchant is very rich indeed. What a luxury villa. Frescoes on the walls, beautiful furniture. How strange, though. There is no one.
Perhaps the servants are in the kitchens. After all, we are not expected. Look around. The vase could be here.
Mimi, Ratna. Kova, the time, spare.
Can you hear it too? It's the song I sang at the banquet.
It comes that way.
Mimi, Ratna. Kova, the time, spare.
But Tark's the soothsayer.
Princess? Foreigner?
Were you singing my song?
Who? Me?
No.
We heard you, Tarks.
It's all your Gaelic music's fault, foreigner. It entered my head and lingers there. Mimi Rasna. Would you like some grapes?
What are you doing here? We thought you stayed in Kurtun.
The landlords call me at every new moon. Good Sextus, trust only my divinations. He never starts business without asking me first. And then Arunzia, his wife, is known more than her husband in the city. She's always present at worldly events, banquets, sports games. In short, she's such a lady, a refined woman, an art lover. Over the years, she has put together a collection of splendid works. Some are for her tomb, some will be offered to the gods. As this small statue, for example. Are you sure you do not want some grapes?
Hey, I know this small statue. It's the Shadow of the Evening. It's really very famous.
The Shadow of the Evening? You're uncouth, yet sharp-witted boy. You're right. In fact, it recalls the shadows stretching when the day ends. But tell me, what you're doing here? Isn't it dangerous for you too? Commander Marche could be around.
Cestus took the Vase of Concord. Help us find it.
Oh, dear. I foresee further difficulties. Xestus didn't return. He continued his trip to Pamplona. A messenger called him there very urgently. It seems that his ship, loaded with buckra goods, has had problems. After all, I had warned him, the pork liver I had analyzed said nothing good.
By Minerva, this is very bad news.
Now you must excuse me. I have to take my leave. Arundia is waiting for me. And you know how determined a Rasna woman can be.
We Rasna women are all very determined.
This is crystal clear to me, Princess.
My lady! Here I am!
Look, Velia, that woman, Arundia, I think I've already seen her as well. Of course, she's not a beauty. She has a huge nose.
Look who's talking. Her nose is very similar to yours. Are you sure you're not a Rasna too?
You don't like my nose?
That's not what I said. Come on, let's get moving. Pupluna is far away.
However, my nose is beautiful.
You wouldn't believe it, but the lady of the house in Velatri resembled this lady, with strong features portrayed next to her husband on the cover of his famous urn, the urn of the couple. See? They are portrayed in a banqueter pose that is lying down. The artisans of Velatri specialized in this kind of works, creating sophisticated funeral urns of different materials, terracotta, stone, and alabaster. The Guarnacci Museum is full of wonderful finds, like the Shadow of the Evening, for example. Talking about evening, what about going and look for a restaurant? The two youngsters traveling to Pupluna could certainly not afford this.
I like sleeping under the stars. It's so relaxing.
Tell me, does the sky shine like this in your country as well?
Not really. Stars are less bright there. Blame the lamps and the streetlights.
Lamps and streetlights? More words, I don't know.
You're right, sorry. I meant lanterns. My city is full of them. They are on all night.
I would like to see your Gallic country one day.
I don't know whether you'd like it.
I think I would. It's cold.
Come closer to me. Wrap up. Did you hear this call?
It's a barn owl. The ghost-faced raptor.
Wait. That morning at dawn, I heard the same call three times, just as the merchants had said.
Are you sure? So Marcio was there, really near to you.
If I could only watch into my tablet, I'm quite sure I recorded him. Oh, it's impossible. In order to do that, I should go back home.
Do you miss your people very much?
Sometimes, yes. But now, under the stars, with you, I feel good. I think I could almost live among the Rasna.
It would be wonderful.
Do you mean that? Would you like me here forever?
I told you, you are part Rasna as well. Sometimes I feel as if you were a relative. Well, no, something more. A brother.
A brother. Well, it's not exactly the type of bond I imagine, but it will do all the same.
Are you happy about our camping near the sea? The Rasna usually didn't build cities on the coast. But Populonia was an exception because the minerals extracted from the Elba Island came from the sea. Here, in the archaeological park of Barati and Populonia, the districts inhabited by workers and miners stood. The Etruscans were true experts in the processing of iron. Imagine, for a moment, a modern industrial landscape, factories and smoke that is released in the air day and night. The landscape of Populonia must have been very similar. The air was unbreathable and polluted. The black sky was scarred by dense columns of smoke. Incredible, isn't it? Today it's an enchanting gulf instead. Tomorrow we might even go for a swim.
You can't breathe here, and you can't see anything, too. Are you sure the sea is this way?
Wrap a flap of your cloak around your mouth. We have to cross the artisan district.
In my country, there are cities with stinking hair, too. But there, they don't make beautiful sheets. Nor swords, nor spears, nor helms. Thelia, look in that furnace. That sculpture. It's amazing.
A bronze chimera. The lion's name looks real.
I bet it will soon leave for the city of Arezzo.
Perhaps you mean Arezzo. However, how do you know it?
Ask the blacksmith and you'll see. Kimi, be polite. Greet your relative, the famous Chimera of Arezzo.
You're right. The statue will go to Arezzo. You are really weird. Sometimes you foresee the future. Some others you can't see what's in front of you.
I'm a weird, sir. I'm a wizard apprentice. I'm learning.
Now try and concentrate, Artemia. Your powers are needed to find the vase. Come, let's reach the port.
In their run towards the sea, also the princess and the boy, coming from far, far away, may have passed by here. We are in front of the Tomb of the Chariots. It is a very ancient burial, belonging to one of the warrior princes of the area. Then, over the centuries, industrial neighborhoods were built around here. Just imagine, the Etruscan craftsmen began throwing iron scraps on the mounds that gradually became little hills, even 10 meters high. But back to our young heroes. According to the legend, they got to the port of Barati and finally managed to find the merchant together with the precious vase of Concord. It was about to be loaded on a ship heading south.
Kimi, did you see how many ships? And how many goods? Oil, wine. Over there are crates full of weapons. This Rasna really do so much. And who knows how Velia is doing. I hope she found the notorious ferryman the soothsayer spoke about. I guess him to be the captain of the ship owned by Xestus, right? I know. I speak too much and you are hot. You'd like to go for a swim. Later, if ever. Wait! Velia is coming! She has the vase!
Here, I did it! The vase is ours!
Very good! Was it tough to pursue Xestus?
Pretty much. He lost a lot of money in the last expedition and wanted to make up by selling the vase to a foreign merchant. I had to barter with the panther-shaped Fibula, my family emblem. I was sorry, but it was worth it.
Come on, let's put it on the horse. It's going to rain here. We'll go back to Roselle, free your boyfriend and have Marci arrested.
We recovered the vase, but we still have no evidence against him. How do we prove that Marci was the author of the theft?
You're right. We need my tablet. It's our only hope. There might be some clues, maybe something I didn't notice that morning at dawn. But I have to go back to my work, and I don't know how.
Tax told us to keep together. Maybe it seems we can help each other. So far, you have helped me. Now it's my turn to do something for you. Tell me exactly, what happened that night by the lake? Every detail could be useful.
I was tired. I had wandered without being able to find my friends. I lay down in the clearing. Suddenly I heard a thunder and saw a thunderbolt. Then I fell asleep. The music in the distance lulled me. It was like a lullaby.
By the great goddess Yumi, here's what brought you here. The music. That night, I had gone to the temple, was very distressed, and in order to calm down, I played the flute my mother gave me. I often do it when I'm troubled. Come, we must enter the temple. We have no time to waste.
28, 29, 30. Damn, these steps never end.
Shh. Don't protest. You'll make the gods angry.
Listen, it's a great place. All colored, full of columns, the altar. Would you like to tell me why you dread me here?
I will play the flute, just like that night. Luckily, I always have it with me. Once it brought you to my land, now it will take you back home.
Wait, let me understand. Thunder, lightning, it won't work. I don't believe it. The sing-song is the same. I'm sleepy. I feel so tired.
Mattia!
Interpreters. Velia and Chiara, Tatiana Galdo. Mattia, Armando Pizzuti. Guide and Soothsayer, Maurizio Salvalario. Sound Engineer, Sound Design, Simone Lampedone. Music by Luigi Seviroli. Written by Lorenza Cingoli, Martina Forti. Directed by Armando Traverso. Venture by Toscana Promozione Turistica, realized for the Interregional Project in Etruria, in collaboration with MediaMex Production.